evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 11:30, 2023, and we're on a live show. Because thanks to the Lord Jesus, who was sent by our Father in heaven down to this planet, down to earth, to use his blood to wash away our sins. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm on the air tonight. I'm on the air tonight. And I can tell you what, I want to thank you all sincerely for all of your prayers. And please continue to pray to the Lord Jesus and ask him for medical miracles for Hawk and remove the cancer from my body and help me to breathe well and to give me strength. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, remove this cancer from my body. Remove it out of the organs. Remove it out of the bones. Remove it out of the liver and the pancreas. Remove it out of the lungs, Lord Jesus. And Lord, make me strong. Keep my voice so that I can talk to all these wonderful people out here. So I can talk to you. And I'll tell you what, I didn't start out being in a certain business. But I've come to love everybody out here, and it's become a ministry, you know, in a way. And Lord Jesus tells me to keep emphasizing the things I've emphasized. So I'm not at the church that you go to on Sunday, but I am available, and you can reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And we sure prayed for a whole lot of people over the years here. And the Lord has answered a lot of those prayers as well. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We got the Arctic blast from New York to Ohio and just up to 40 inches of snow in some place, apparently. And traffic chaos and freezing temperatures. And then we got, you know, all kind of stuff. We got solar wind stuff. We got all kind of things. Then you got now U.S. fleet in the Straits of Hormuz, right up by Iran. Now, do you remember in 204, 205, for all the longest-term listeners do, when Brother Quayle first put me on, I started yelling at people, get those carrier groups. One time we had three carrier groups up right next to Iran through the Straits of Hormuz. The Straits of Hormuz are only about 10 miles wide. It's nothing. And at the time, and I'm going to emphasize this again, back then, Iran had 110 Super Sunburn missiles and 100 Exocet missiles back then in 204, 205, and they had at least with nuclear warheads they bought, nuclear warheads they were given by the Russians, they had at least 42 to 50 nuclear warheads back then. You launch those on the Super Sunburns and the Exocets, and those could have taken out the entire fleets, the three fleets we had then, and they can take this fleet out we got now. And the Aegis back then would not handle that many, and the Aegis today will not handle 110. Let alone 210 missiles, let alone 300 or 400 or 500 missiles, plus all of the extra nuclear warheads that the Iranians have built. So you got to get them out of there. And you got to back them out into the Indian Ocean like we had before, so that you at least got a chance of knocking them out of the box as they come in. And then you got to use whatever you got. You know, it'd be great to use on Iran. And I would, you know where I would go? I would go hit their Nantans. You don't have to hit Tehran, but you could. But whoever's there should be looking out to see where the old Ayatollahs are hanging out. Where the Ayatollahs are hanging out. And get ready to hit them if they do anything else. Because I fully believe we're going to see a nuclear war. I fully believe we're going to see it. coming out of the Middle East, and now Stinking Blinking and Kabinkin or whatever his name is, he's over there reading the riot act of Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, that by God, they've got to follow the rules of war and bop, 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 bop. Well, why don't they tell Hamas and Iran and all the others that Hamas is not supposed to be coming over in Israel and murdering people and kidnapping them? They want to get let, then let the hostages go. They want to get taken care of, let the hostages go. But now you've got the United States telling Israel that they cannot hit. Oh, they lie and say, oh, yeah, they can do what they want. But no, they can't. So because of that, you're going right back to Ezekiel 38, 39. Ezekiel 38, 39, the Gog-Magog War. And this Gog-Magog War is going to ramp up, and you're going to see stuff happen like you ain't going to believe. And wouldn't that be just ducky if old Biden loses a carrier group or two in the Middle East, right? Just wonderful. Just wonderful. Now, the big thing is all of these new pandemics. You saw in China, they've got some kind of a weird thing going on with young people, with children and young people and teenagers. And some adults, too, I think. And it's a respiratory infection. It's like a pneumonia, some kind of a weird pneumonia. And then we have it in the Netherlands, and you have it in Denmark, and you have it starting to move around all through Europe in different places. And it probably is already in the United States already. And apparently the one in Denmark is a pneumonia that is not does not respond to penicillins and the different things do not respond to this particular. It does not respond to the penicillin, different things. So consequently, you have, what is it? It's called a let's see what the heck it's called. I forget what it's a certain special name that you got for, maybe I think I have it down here on my computer. Just a second. Okay. Don't see it. It's not a viral pneumonia. It's like a different type of a bug. But anyway, it's a walking pneumonia, supposedly. But then the big thing is, and Brother Quayle's got it on his website, stevequayle.com, which many of you listen to this show on it. Others listen elsewhere. You can go there and see it too. But at stevequayle.com, he had some things up about the fact, and I think Alex Jones is talking about it too, that one of the next pandemics is going to be possibly a very deadly disease, right? Consequently, we're already vaccinating people, apparently, in Denver and out in Colorado. And what's the disease? Ebola. Bleed out of every orifice, out of every nostril, out of every, you know what, every hole in the body, every eyeball, every different things like that. The COVID vaccinated teens, I'm reading Steve's website right now, the stories, 4 times more likely to die from cancer than the unvaxxed. Alex Jones warned his audience that the global elites are planning to release the next bioweapon to eradicate and lock down humanity, the Ebola virus. So I'm going to tell you what, If this is not getting real to you, it needs to get real. Really, 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 really real, right? Needs to get really, 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 really real, right? I wanted to take a look here and tell you also, see what the metals are doing tonight. Because I didn't look right before the show. I'm going to take a look at them here. And I'll tell you what, the banks are certainly closing their branches, are they not? Banks are certainly closing their branches. And gold, 2043.33 plus 616, $6.16. Silver. And if you look at the 1 week graph, you see a good chart going up. Silver, $25.45, up 9 cents. Platinum, $941.19 plus 675. The metals are starting to move on up. The dollar is getting down. The dollar is down, is going down. The banks are starting to close this branch, that branch, the other branch. We still have inflation. All Beijing Biden and his crowd, they want to say everything's going down. Well, it's down percentage-wise, but it's not down from where it used to be. And you're going to have more food, more ammunition, more medical supplies, more warm clothing. I think it's going to get cold. I think we're going to have a really cold year, maybe this year and next year. And consequently, I'm going to tell you, it's a good time to load up on polypropylene underwear, long underwear. It's a good time to load up on merino wool socks, which are not itchy, but they're good and keep you warm. Stocking caps, gloves, all the warm things. The different layering type of items. And I'll tell you what, you want to layer up, you know, make sure you got some good different types and build it up to a parka size. Scale it on up. You may not have cold temperatures, but if you're going to get to the cold, and if by chance you got to sleep out or sleep in the garage or build a pup tent outside or whatever you got to do, because now they're also talking about how Texas, there's the possibility that Texas, they may turn the power grid up again like they did last year and have problems with that. So I would tell you, if you lived in Texas, and even if it's warm, but if they get rid of the power grid like they did a year ago or whatever, and stuff starts to go bad, you're going to have to need some firewood. Anywhere you're at, I would be getting firewood and building a fire pit outside. If you had to do something, you could have cook outside with the fire, take it on in the house, or use it in your fireplace. But I think that this thing is all going to go south. South is a good location normally, but I'm going to tell you, I think it's all going to go wild weasel. Wild weasel. And if you get Ebola, if you get this, they're calling it the white lung disease in Denmark, this pneumonia. The Netherlands has got it. China's got it. And this stuff is on its way. And then they've already, and I think this, the Ebola, I think they've already looked at other plagues for 2025, beyond 2024. Beyond 2024. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. And here it is. Denver Health Administration. Denver Health administers the first shots, listen, of Ebola vaccines. Denver Health administers first shots of Ebola vaccines. Well, now these Ebola vaccines, as far as I know, are, guess what? mRNA type vaccines. Well, now, do you think it might give you Ebola? Or cause some kind of a shedding of Ebola or something from it? I don't know. I'm not taking that vaccine. I didn't take COVID, and I'm not taking others. So while you're out there doom spending, perhaps you should be spending it on long-term storage food, canned goods. If you can't do anything else, then get you some Progresso soup or Chef Boyardee or Franco American SpaghettiOs or whatever it might be. Dinty Moore beef stew would be a good one. Spam. One of the most favorite foods in Hawaii, thanks to the GIs having it over there in the Navy. But you can eat it. You fry that up, baby. Throw an egg on the side of it. Put a little hot sauce, a little ketchup, whatever you got. Put it in with peas and different vegetables in chunks or chops. And that stuff will eat just fine, and you'll have a good ration. And it will keep for a long, long, long time in the tin. But you also got chicken breast. You got pink salmon. You got different things like that. Pink Alaskan salmon. Pop that out. Put it on a griddle, you know? You're going to have this stuff. This is getting really, really, really real. And I know we don't want that to happen. But I'm telling you that when you look at what the Lord Jesus has had to say in Matthew 24 and in Matthew 25, to prepare in Matthew 25, do you have lamp oil? Literally. Jesus told you to get lamp oil, or, you know, basically, didn't he? Oil for the lamp. Do you have a year's supply of lamp oil? Most people don't. I bought one years ago. I bought the bottles of the lamp oil. You can also use olive oil and different things, which then you can use to cook or to burn in a lamp. But if you don't have a year's supply of lamp oil, and then I always say, plus, all kind of 120-hour and 60-hour candles, and other different types of fuel to burn in a Petromax lantern or the Dietz lanterns. But the lamp oil is good. And Jesus told us to have it. If you don't have it, maybe you should get some. But the food, how long can your family eat on what you got in the pantry right now? And with the freezer, if you got a lot of stuff in the freezer and the power grid goes down, then what are you going to have to do? Cook it all up at the same time? Or do you have the solar generator or the other generator with plenty of fuel to run your freezer and refrigerator? You can get the solar generators now if you can. And if you're out there doom spending, then doom spend it on something that will help you during the doom. During the doom. And I pray that it does not happen. But I'm going to tell you what, when you read Matthew 24, and you read what Jesus has to say, you read Revelation, you read Ezekiel 38, 39, and when you see what it all has to say about what's coming, then it is coming. Because I believe what Lord Jesus has to say. And when I was recruited to come on and to do this, I was basically told to Read the red letter editions of what Jesus has to say in the Bible. And then strike blows against his enemies. This is a war. Why do you think people like Old Hawk and Brother Quail and different people, why do you think people get nailed with all these attacks and diseases and all the stuff? And some have passed away. Tom passed away. There are others out there with lung cancer that I've been finding. Other patriotic guys. Some in the business of supplies and getting supplies and solar and all the different things. And let me tell you what, anybody that's out there with this cancer and is going through this stuff, I'm going to tell you what, right now, Lord Jesus, go to anybody, Lord, who's got the cancer or has cardiovascular problems or any kind of disease. Lord, you know who they are. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus, and remove it from their body. Remove the cancer from their body, Lord Jesus. Remove it from their body. Run their heart and their lungs and everything at perfect timing. But remove the cancer from the body, Lord Jesus, and restore them back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, John 14:10, Jesus says, anything you ask in my name, I will do, he says. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He has a title, several titles. Christ, Son of God, but his name is Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, pay strict attention to what Jesus has to say, because he's been telling you for quite some time about what's going to come down the line. And you recall that it is the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. That's the revelations. So?
Okay, so this is going to be a bombshell video. It's going to be a video.
That was the Canadian Prepper talking about World War III. I just put it on so you could hear it. You ought to listen to that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, man. I just asked the Lord to give me a few more months so I could be with my wife through the holidays. And anything after that's a blessing. But I think I may have to just stay on the air as long as I can to keep warning people. And I'm going to talk about some interesting stuff, a little different. I talk about this periodically. Do not figure out that you're going to drive 500 miles and go to your ultimate bug out in the mountains from, you know, from somewhere, bup. I don't think we make it. I don't think we'll have enough time unless you leave right now and move there. But if you do have some older, unused warehouse or building down the alleyway, if you've got a bigger building like down the road, a church or something that, or some kind of a other building that has a basement or a sub-basement in it with a back door up the alley or a garage door that you can get in, but that thing is not used, then I sincerely hope that you may investigate using it. I'm going to tell you something right now that will come in handy in the future. And if you get these, you can get them real quick. You go to Southern Ordinance, and you get picking tools, lock picking tools. lock picks, all kind of stuff for starting cars, all kind of things. Go look at them. Southern Ordnance lock picks. Southern Ordnance lock picks. You got the tools to get in through the window in a passenger car or a truck. Where you put it down, you can pull the thing up from inside. You've got the stuff to start cars. You got the stuff to get in the doors. Lock picks. Lock picks. Check it out. Southern Ordnance, and there are other places. Lock picks. And that is worth having. I took a lock picking class years ago from the colonel. Colonel Bo Greitz. And I never had so much interesting experience with those picks as I've had back then. But lock picks. And you also can get a hold of certain things like combinations of different locks. Things like that. There's stuff that is available that would be for a locksmith. And you might find them very useful at some point in time. Very, very useful at some point in time. So now we got U.S. carriers in the Gulf of Straits of Hormuz. And you got all of these missiles that can nail them. They're operating on a pre-2001 kind of a thing. Biden and these idiots. I screamed and yelled for 2-3 years. And then finally, people heard you in the Navy and said, whoa, we need to back these carrier groups out right there. Put them in the Indian Ocean. And then we need to fly the jets in there and do their stuff. Or use the missiles, the Tomahawks, and hit the missiles on the targets. But this thing with Iran, it's going to be Iran. It's going to be Iran. You know, I mean, even different people, other people have predicted that. All right. Nostradamus even predicted that the Blue Fez, I think they called them, Iran, that they would launch in Europe and different places, launch in Israel and different places with nuclear weapons. But now the Shahab 4, Iranian Shahab 4 is a full-blown missile, a full-blown ICBM. It can hit different places, probably in the United States, definitely in Europe, definitely Israel, the Saudis, whoever. But this thing is not going to go right. Meanwhile, apparently there were up to over 200 different FBI and federal operatives that were involved in running the deal on January 6th. But why are we still talking about January 6th? Because we're just now finding out from Louisiana representatives and different people, and then not denied by Saranac Lake, Ray Ray. With the $100 haircut, Saranac Lake, little Ray Ray. He ain't denying it either. Over 200 different people to set up the January 6th crap. Now, if you remember, Old Hawk told people, don't go to that thing. Don't go to that thing and don't jump on the first dog pile you see. And that's what I had to say. Because I knew what would happen in that crap. And this naivete, that everybody still to a certain degree has. And then I also find that people who were prepping hard before have now kind of given up on it. They're now not prepping as much. On the other hand, I saw today that it takes a large, a lot of money to be equal to the income we had back in 2021. So we're going to have diseases spread worldwide. We're going to have new pandemics. And you better find out what it is you got to get to help you with it. All kind of stuff. And I'm also going to tell you this. When you start to see shooting start and different things happening, you're going to need bigger than Band-Aids. You're going to need gauze pads and battle dressings. So you're going to need to go to places. And I one time years ago, and this is not a brag, I looked into all kind of medical supplies. I think I looked just in the Walgreens shelf and the different things, and I think I came up with about $500 or $600 worth years ago. And that's when I worked and all kind of did stuff years ago, and I put all that back. But you're going to have to get gauze and battle dressings and all kind of stuff, first aid kits, all kind of things. Because when the gunshots start going off, and they're starting to go off now, and that's just from crime alone. And an FBI agent, special agent of the FBI, is carjacked in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And he had his raid jacket. He had his body armor. He had his firearms and radio in there. Of course, they say they recovered his car. But they don't say whether the hijacker got away with his radio, got away with his raid jacket, got away with his body armor, or the firearm. Congress people, all these people getting carjacked or homes broken into, or Pelosi's husband hit in the head with the ball peen hammer. This is not the time to be naive. It is not the time, and I'm sorry to say, to be right near the border in the kibbutz in Israel where you're having a Woodstock festival or some kind of a thing to dance and to be have peace and love and harmony. This is now the time. Listen up. Now the time to have a rifle, to have a shotgun, to have one or two handguns, pistols and a revolver, a pistol and a revolver, or more than one. This is now that time. Now, if nothing else, you got a deer gun that grandpa had, or you might have a hunting rifle, a 30-06 or a 308 or a 270 or whatever it might be. Get that and get some good quality ammunition. Get your sight sighted in. Now, I was reading about sighting and all kind of stuff, but I was reading about how sometimes, I guess in the Marine Corps in different places, and I wasn't in it, but how they did different things and how you sight something. Because it doesn't make that much difference where the distance you sight it in, because you're only shooting it out a certain place. You got a 223 or a 5.56 round. Sight it in at 25 yards. Now, others can disagree with this, but this is a basic sight in that can be done quick. Sight it in at 25 yards, and you'll see the angle of the bullet drop. You'll see it go out to 25. And then it hits out to 250. All right. Same way with the 308. You can set a 308 in at 25 yards and go out to 250. Okay. Sight it in however you want. Some people like to do 100 yards. But you can do it at 25 and get by. Now, that's what I know about it. Now. But you get a good scope sighted in, you get high powerful ammunition for your deer gun, and then you look out a long distance and see who's coming down the lane, see who's coming down the street, who's at the cul-de-sac, who's across the field. And you start to look and see who they are and what they are. And then you have a spotter. And then I'm going to tell you what. If you have that, you got something pretty doggone good. Then you can also have battle rifles, 223, 308. You can also have an M1, AK variants. And not fully automatic, nope, but semi-auto Kalashnikov or AK variants or Chinese variants, Mac 90s, okay? And that's what you want to do. But you need common calibers, 223, 7.62 by 39, which is like for an AK, or 308 or 30-06 or whatever it might be, whatever it is. But that's good. Now, 45 caliber, 9 millimeter, 40 cal, Smith & Wesson. And then you need, you can use ball if you want. That's not a problem. But if you can afford any kind of harder hitting stuff, then I would get you some of that. I would get you some harder hitting stuff. You know. Hollow points. Get you some good hollow points. And there's all kind of it out there. Anytime you do stuff anymore too, you have to be cognizant of UPS and the postal timing and the different trucking timing. Sometimes now I just tend to try to go and get stuff on the local basis if I can. That's what I've been doing, although I've been in the hospital for quite a while. You know, a couple weeks and whatever. Now I'm back home, as I've told you. My voice is a little better. I still have to be on the oxygen. So I need to have my solar generator and my other generators and battery backups and stuff to run my portable oxygen machines. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying that I can't fight or anything. I can and will fight. And I'll tell you what, it ain't going to go down how the dumbbells think it might either. But you're the one who has to do it now. You're the one who has to understand that this is really, really, really real. And consequently, you need to take that into consideration. How long could you eat up your pantry and your freezer right now? I would say a lot of people, it might be 15 days, 30 days, something like that. It needs to be rationed out. You need to look to see how much you need for three people or four people or six people or whatever you got, what you need for a year's supply of food and how many calories that delivers. Because some people will get you the food, but the calorie count ain't that good. But whatever it is you're doing, Mountain House or different types, Wise or whatever it might be, or for Patriots or whatever the, whatever the long-term storage food is. And you can get some of that at Cabela's or Bass Pro or different places, Shields, all kind of different buildings. But you can get it online, but you can also get it at other sporting goods stores and buy it right off the shelf. So if you've got that, then I would also tell you, you're going to need gasoline. An extra can or two of gasoline for the truck, because you need to got to be getting down the road a little bit, perhaps. And if I was looking for a bug out location, I'd be looking for a lake or a pond, in a wooded area or something like that. Maybe less than 50 miles per away. If you had an RV that you could take somewhere and put it down somewhere, that would be ideal. Would be ideal if you had a low-cost way to store it on a site there. And then you could store other things in it. There's different lakes, different ponds, different stuff, and campgrounds and things that you could do that all over the United States. And then in the small town that's nearby, there are also different storage facilities. You get a small storage locker, fill it up. Fill it up with your water barrels. Fill it up with the ammo. build the stuff up. Consequently, you've got ability then to get additional food nearby quickly. And then you got your old fishing pole and your old hunting rounds and your old shotgun. For shotgun shells, I like number 4 buck, number double odd buck. I also like 2, 4, and 6, because 6 you could use on a lot of stuff. Game birds and what have you. 4 you can use on game birds. Ducks, quail, you know, that kind of on duck or geese or what have you. Pheasant. But I do like that. And I also like some of them old, solid copper or metal pieces, you know. The bullets, the actual bullet in the shotgun shell, you see. And that you can hit a deer slug. You can hit them with it. Now, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Steve Quayle is at stevequayle.com. He can get you gold. He can get you silver. He's got all kind of stuff for you. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-506-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. And while you're there, get any book that Steve has still available. Get his DVDs so that you can understand what's going on in the world. And while you're at it, why don't you talk and read the Bible and different things to your children? To your neighbor, to your spouse, to your grandkids. 406-586-4840, stevequayle.com. And then I'm going to tell you what, you can get a hold of Old Hawk. I told you the email at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And you've got Hawk. And you can write to me here, send me a card, a letter, any kind of thing. Let me tell you something, any type of assistance is needed and most welcome, most needed and welcome. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. The Christmas cards and stuff, and Thanksgiving cards, and just the get well cards, we're all have been wonderful. And I can feel all of your prayers, and I thank you all out there for all your prayers. Continue them on. Because I would like to beat this whole bit. I'd like to beat the whole bit, you know, and stay on this radio and talk to you as long as I possibly can, which is my intent. And is my intent as the Lord Jesus will allow me to be on. If he calls me, then so be it. Then I'm not afraid to go. I'm not afraid to go because I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. And you should know positively where you're going. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And then when you know that he is and he knows you are, and you both know each other, then you're going to know where you're going to go if you were to drop your body or lose your life or get shot or get blown up or whatever it is might happen, or whatever disease or Ebola or this or that or the other. But look for ability to scooch off to a small town. If you live in a city area or middle-sized city area, look off to scooch off to a small town out about 20, 30 miles or something. And look for your little place out there. If nothing else, look down your alley for an old warehouse building or some old garage that maybe nobody even uses it or lives in it or parks a car in it anymore. That kind of a thing. And be willing to slide down the alley. Be willing to look into something close by or within 50 miles or less. Don't think about the 1,000 mile. You know, take your, you know, big thing and take off with it. If you can get you somewhere, a little lake or a pond and a stream or something on private property or on a public land where you can rent like a, you know, a parking spot for the RV, then do it. You want a doom spend? Doom spend on an RV, you know, for $13,000 or $14,000. Or even get one that's used for a lot less. Now, our friends, the Nunemakers, are still trying to make it happen in Indochina. And they are fantastic missionaries, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And they're at Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And they have in the Vietnam and Laos, Cambodia and Thailand, all the different tribes, the Montagnards, who are building small churches and who are holding house churches and are just baptizing and praying and saving people for the Lord Jesus. While it's really still going on big time, anything that you can send to the Nunemakers would be most needed and welcome to them, I'm sure. And they'll send it on to Indochina to get it to their mountain yard, to their people that they've been working with for years and years and years. Dave Debbie Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus, I tell you out there, to all of the people in the audience, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, convince them that what is about to happen is going to be extremely strong. Extremely strong. Oh, thank you, Diane. She says, you sound stronger. Prayers will continue constantly. Thank you very much for your prayers. And I tell you, the election, here's what I actually think will happen. I think Trump is so far ahead, he's ahead. But I think that then maybe he gets the nomination, or maybe he does not. Maybe the Republican Party reneges on the whole deal, all right? Who knows? But let's say that he gets even the nomination, and then they convict him of something. Or then there's a big mass movement that then gets some kind of a big court decides that he can't be on all the ballots. And then guess what you got? You got a Democratic president once again through trickery and bullcrap city, you see? I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get yourself together. You better be with Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you better be preparing like there is no tomorrow. And you better be willing to fight. Now, women too. But women can do a lot by getting all of the stuff ready to go. All of the foods, all of the different things, all of the medical supplies can be got that in the bags. And I'm talking about an easy to carry bags or boxes that are labeled clearly, that you can throw into the truck quickly or the back of the trunk, and that you can get down the road 20 miles, 30 miles, maybe to a bug out location I suggest that if you do not have a tent, if you do not have some kind of a tent and sleeping bags that will work in a, you know, 10 minus 10 or 10 degree or 20 degree zero, you know, good quality sleeping bags and a tent, I suggest you try and get one or more to put your people in it if necessary, because you could go down the road. You could hide your vehicle behind the piney woods trees. You got a pond or a lake. You got a British Birch belt. You got a Berkey light or a Berkey Imperial or whatever you got, a Berkey water purification system. And if you don't have that, you got Pure or whatever type you've got, Katadyn. And you can then purify water. You have long-term storage food and canned goods. You have medical supplies, ammunition. You have warm clothes and a tent. And you can live on a ration or two of canned goods a day. And that is what you need to be willing and be able to do at a moment's notice as this stuff starts to go down. If you have a friend who owns a farm or a ranch, see if you can get in with them and tell them that you would like to come and pre-place some goods there, pre-place some food and ammunition and things, and that you will be willing to take the night shift to protect them while they're sleeping, and then they would be up in the daytime at their farm or ranch. You've got to be willing and able to do this. You need to be actively looking to do it. You can no longer afford to say, that may not happen. We'll see. That we'll see is going to be something that you're not going to want to will see. You're going to be want to have it planned out and set up and ready to go. Oh, man. And it's good to be on, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be on with you and talking to you, because there's so many out there that I do hear from in the emails and the different stuff and in cards and letters, and I do hear from you. And God, you're so dear and so pleasing. All the good people in Iowa and all the good people in Ohio and up in Michigan and in Northern California and South Carolina, the old beekeeper, all the good people down there. Up in Maine, Maniacville up there. Upstate New York. Got the Allegheny Gang up there in upstate New York. And Allegheny Gang, why don't you email me? I can't do much on computers still as yet because I'm still kind of goofed up from all of the cancer. But I am starting to read it a little bit and then to write back. Allegheny Gang, get in touch. Allegheny Gang, get in touch. And tell me, answer the question, has the beagle chased the bear? Has the beagle chased the bear? This is all code, ladies and gentlemen. We're sending coded messages, aren't we? Oh, man. To the Youpers, God bless you. To all of those up in Montana and the Colorado and the Western Kansas, the old iron sight shooters, and Missouri boys and girls, oh yeah, down into the Arkansas, and the Tejas and Oklahoma, and oh, Alabama, yes sirree, to the brotherhood of the, the brotherhood of the kudzu vine, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when, but I do know it will. And you're going to see stuff you can't believe. And I think that this, quite frankly, that this government of ours is going to be really bad off. I think that the banks are starting to get screwed up. And that they're already closing branches. And the dollar is getting ready to go kababa, you know. bye-bye. You know what I mean? Go bye-bye, bye-bye. So I do think you need some of Steve's gold and silver, platinum. I think you need a whole lot of long-term storage food and canned goods. I think you need at least one good firearm. If there's only one, I would get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. You know, some kind of a Mossberg or something like that, a basic 12-gauge pump. But if you can get a rifle, a 12-gauge pump, and get maybe a Glock or a Ruger or, you know, whatever it is you might have, 9mm, 45 cal, 40 cal Smith & Wesson. I like the 40 because a lot of police use that caliber. I like the 9 because a lot of people use the caliber. But I also like there's a Ruger small cold pistol in 380 that's just dynamite. That little Ruger fits in the palm of your hand. Hello there, Brother Daryl. Good to hear you, my friend. Good to hear that you're up online tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, it won't be all that long, I don't think. And I pray that I can get in a few licks before I go against these sons of bucks, I'm going to tell you. But if the Lord carries me away and takes me, then it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been the most magnificent almost 20 years talking with you and trying to help you as best I can and to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. If you just do that, strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and then warn your brothers and your remnant and prepare for what's coming and then read that Bible to your children. Get your kids. Read a prayer before the evening meal. Read a prayer before the Sunday meal, the daily meal, the breakfast. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights. Stand for your home, your ranch, your business. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it, to the old Warren Soul Drive crowd. Road and track, little L. You tell your daddy not to stub his foot again, will ya? You say hi for me. Lord Jesus loves you all out there. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Ready. I'm going to try to be on again tomorrow night. Say a prayer for Old Hawk, the Lord Jesus. Give medical miracles to remove the cancer from my body. Good night.